everyone, and welcome to the first episode of Season 4. It's Bea, and I will be hosting today's podcast. And today, I will be hosting the podcast along with all other hosts of Season 4. They will introduce themselves, tell you what they have planned for this year, what episodes have already been recorded, what topics they want to be recording an episode on, and also maybe about their motivation, why they think certain topics are important to cover. For those of you that don't know me, I'm Bea, and I've been a podcast host for the last 3 years, so for the last three seasons. I've done quite a few episodes on various different topics, but the topics that I'm mainly interested in are science-based topics, and that ranges from climate change to research in aging to computer science to chemistry to biology, anything really that makes me feel uncomfortable and anything where I don't really know that much the science of, that's what I like to do my episodes in. I'm a third year PhD student right now, actually fourth year, time goes by really quickly, at the Max Planck Institute for Kornforschung in Mülheim an der Ruhr, and this will probably be my last season. So I have a lot of episodes planned, but I will update you all in the upcoming episodes when the hosts join me and we can all talk about what we have planned for this season. So with that, please enjoy our first episode of Season 4. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the first episode of Season 4. Today, I'm joined by all of the hosts. So we have five different hosts, excluding me. So including me, that would be six. So, Julie, why don't we start with you, since you've already recorded some episodes for this season?
Hi, I'm Julie. I'm doing my PhD at the Max Planck Institute for Physics in Munich. I'm an astroparticle physicist, so I work with gamma ray telescopes that are located on La Palma, and I study the extreme universe, and I wanted to bring some more astrophysics content to the podcast, and that's what I did for this season. I am doing, exactly.
How are your episodes structured? Are you going to target them towards like a broader audience, or are they very, you have to have a physics background basically to listen to them?
No, I try to really make them for the general public or like for people without a background. So I did this series on black holes, and I started with an introductory episode that really just covers all the basics of what is a black hole. What are the common beliefs and misbeliefs that the general public might have about black holes? Really just to, give an introduction so people can understand what we're talking about. And then I have two more episodes already recorded that go into more detail and go into the recent discoveries that were made on black holes. Because Max Planck Institutes are involved in like some of the most exciting results that have happened in the recent years concerning this. So I'm really excited, and I've had really great conversations.
And that's great. Yeah,
there's one episode that I still have to record, which is going to be the highlight of my series. I don't know if I want to spoil it or not.
Don't spoil it just yet.
Okay. So yeah, you'll just have to wait and see. But it's going to be a good one.
That's great. No, and especially that you say that within the Max Planck Society, there's so much important research going on and taking place about black holes. I mean, I'm part of the Max Planck Society. I didn't know that. So yeah. I think it's great that you're doing this, and I'm excited to learn about black holes.
Yeah, I'm excited to have everybody listen to those episodes. Yeah. I had a lot of fun recording them.
Great. Xiran, tell us who you are.
Hello, everyone. I think you already listened to one or two podcasts I did with our other hosts. And it was mainly focusing on the energy and gender equality in terms of energy, because my PhD project is about to developing like novel materials to store hydrogen. So it's a very hot topic so far, hydrogen energy. That's why I'm very into this new energy topic. And another topic is about gender equality, because since I came to this scientific field, like academia, I heard so many professors, especially female professors, who are experiencing the discrimination in terms of sexism and so on. So I think I will do two more podcasts about gender equality in this season. Afterwards, I think I will focus on our social medias, and I hope I can extend our target audience or reach more our target audience, especially PhD or postdoc or the people who are interested in the general science topics. I'm very excited about the further progress we can reach in the future.
Woohoo! Yeah, I'm so grateful and excited for you to take over the social media part of the podcast, which is extremely important. And I'm sure you're going to do a great job. So also for anyone listening, like if you, you know, if we're not posting enough and you want to know more, contact Ciaran.
Yeah, maybe
she is your girl.
Yeah, maybe people can follow our Instagram, by the way, and maybe yes, we will have more posts and so on. We have Twitter, we have Instagram, we have YouTube. You can just check on Offspring Magazine. You will find us. You will find exciting contacts. Trust me.
And even more exciting this year with you leading the platforms. I mean, last year we did use the platforms to do a few polls to see what kind of topics people were interested in and what they wanted to hear from us. And so I think that's also something that we should do this year to get a feel for what topics our listeners are most interested in.
Yes, exactly. So follow us. We will do more questions and so on. If you have some topics you're interested in, just text us. You may get feedbacks, or you probably will.
That's great. Thank you so much. So Andre, why don't you introduce yourself? Since Julie and Ciaran, you know, they've been previous hosts, the listeners might know them, but Andre, you're completely new.
Yeah, thank you very much. So my name is Andres Tangarife. I am a PhD student from the Max Planck Institute for Biogeochemistry. This season, you will hear some podcasts from me. I will be hosting by the first time, so it's going to be quite exciting. My research topics revolve around the interaction between climate change and the carbon cycle, more specifically on how long this the carbon stays in different parts of the cycle, especially in soils, which are the biggest carbon reservoirs and therefore essential to understand how this topic of greenhouse gases is functioning. So in that sense, there's an episode that I already recorded and that you will listen to this season, and it's about the interaction between climate change and policy, also about what the Max Planck Institute for Biogeochemistry is doing in the Amazon rainforest, which is one of the like essential ecosystems to protect and to pay attention to when speaking about climate change. But also, I like to understand more the interactions with lifestyle and policy, not only from the very deep scientific perspective, but also, so how our daily routines, our lives are affecting the very complex ecological, atmospheric, geospheric, biospheric systems. So
that's great. Yeah, I always think also putting research into context is very important for the listeners to not zone out, you know, so I think talking about the broader picture is always a very good idea.
Yeah, totally. So in that sense, I don't want to show climate science as a very hard science, but most like to make it reachable for the, right. the entire community, because at the end, that's what we want to reach with right. our research.
I mean, climate change is a very controversial topic. So, you know, are you ready to dive deep into topics that are very controversial and, you know, a lot of different people have different opinions about it?
Mm-hmm.
So are you ready for that?
Yeah, yeah. And what you will hear this season, it's very controversial. So stay
That's
tuned
good.
For that.
Woohoo! Yeah. Nice. Thank you so much, Andre. Marcel, I mean, the audience kind of knows you. They've listened to one episode with you last year since you did join us for our season 3 finale. But stage is all yours to introduce yourself again.
Yeah, I'm just going to quickly reintroduce myself. So I'm Marcel. I'm a PhD candidate at the Max Planck Institute for Brain Research in Frankfurt. And I work in the lab of Aaron Schumann. And yeah, so my training basically was in molecular biophysics, but then I entered the field of neuroscience through computational neuroscience. And now in my PhD, I'm more on the molecular neuroscience side, at least in the last 2 years of my PhD. And I'm specifically interested in how RNA regulation in synapses promotes synapse function and more generally eventually also processes like learning and memory. So I'm very interested in neuroscience, in biophysics in general, but also, and that's what the first series of interviews that I'm doing is about, in RNAs in general. And yeah, I thought, given my background and the newfound public spotlight on RNAs, I would start a series that highlights different areas of RNA research. And I've already had a super interesting conversation with a group leader at the MPI for Terrestrial Microbiology in Marburg. And we talked, very generally about RNA modifications, which is actually also quite relevant for mRNA vaccines, but stay tuned. You'll hear more about that.
Are we going to know more or learn more about mRNA vaccines and whether we should be investing in companies that do mRNA technologies?
I mean, if not now, I think there will not be any better place and time to invest in mRNA vaccine companies than now. But yeah, it's actually very hard to get people from these companies on a podcast. So I've approached several people, haven't heard back so far, so we'll see. But already this first conversation I had on RNA modification kind of has some ties to vaccines. So I think it will be very interesting. And I mean, one goal of this whole series is also to put a spotlight on other areas of right. RNA-related science. So I'm very excited about that. For instance, this week, actually, I'm going to record an episode on basically RNA regulation in neurons and how malfunction of the regulatory system of RNAs in neurons can lead to neurodegenerative diseases like ALS. So I'm also very excited about that. Yeah.
Relevant, hot topic, I would say.
Yeah. Yeah. And yeah, then in between those RNA episodes, there will be also, I think, other interesting conversations, for instance, about PhD life, potentially also about how to get a cool job in a very, very now famous AI company. But yeah, stay tuned.
This is exciting. There's quite a few stay tuned for this, stay tuned for that. I would be excited for this season. I'm excited to listen to your guys' episodes. Thanks, Marcel. Jaswant, hello.
Yes, hello. We had a season ending podcast where I introduced myself for the last season, but hi, my name is Jaswant. I'm a third year PhD student at the Max Planck Institute of Radio Astronomy in Bonn. So my topic is to study the evolution of magnetic fields in semi-distant galaxies, so like galaxies that are relatively closer to us, to galaxies up to half the age of the universe. So right now the idea is to see how and in what timescales like magnetic fields evolves in galaxies, because there's a lot of questions we don't really know. And unlike everybody else that has spoken so far, I will not be a host, maybe of one episode. So for now, I'll be working in the capacity as an editor. And hopefully we'll bring you episodes with the same and maybe better quality in the future.
Yeah, and hopefully also some nice YouTube or Instagram clips, all that funky stuff on social media. But that's cool that maybe you'd be hosting one episode. Sounds interesting. At least, your research, and I think astronomy in general is a topic that a lot of people are interested in. So it would be cool if you did one.
Well, let's keep our fingers crossed. Let's see. Yeah,
exactly. I definitely actually had interest in your institute as well. I think there's a department that does astrochemistry. We'll talk after this episode, but I was definitely interested in potentially recording an episode on astrochemistry. So that's one of my plans for the future. And I've already recorded a few episodes on more like computer science topics, and like the ethics of algorithms. How can we design ethical algorithms? How is the privacy on social media? All that fun jazz you'll be hearing from me, since I've already recorded those episodes. And in the future, I am trying to plan some episodes that mainly focus on evolutionary anthropology. So kind of, human history and all that fun stuff. So that's what you'll be hearing from me and what I currently have planned. And, I'm always up for suggestions as well. So if the audience wants to hear a particular topic, then let us know, and I'm happy to organize an episode based on that. So, with that, I think everyone's introduced themselves. I think everyone's excited for the next season. I feel a lot of motivation, which is nice. And what's also nice is that we've already recorded a lot of episodes between us five. So, I'm excited. Seems like you all are, and I hope the audience is excited as well. So with that, does anyone have any final words that they want to say?
Do you want to spoil the first episode you recorded? It was so interesting.
Right. No, that's a great idea. Yes. So the first episode will be with Dr. Joris Dalin. And if you have listened to our season two episodes, he was actually a guest on season two. And he was actually the first person I recorded a podcast with. So that podcast is near and dear to my heart. And he does research on aging. So in that podcast, we talk about centenarians. Can we reverse aging? How can we live longer? How do we study aging? And we actually talk also about how we can study aging in dogs. And that's a lot better than studying aging in mice. I thought it was a great episode. And we actually have a really cool three-camera setup. So the video will also be of top quality, if I may say so myself. So check it out on YouTube. So that's the first episode, which is exciting.
So what you're saying is there could be the secret to immortality hidden in this episode.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. So if you want to know how to biohack your way through life and live forever, listen to this episode.
I can't wait.
Yeah. No, I'm joking. Actually, no, you can't biohack your way through life, guys. Listen to the episode, though, to know the real science behind the science of aging. But yeah, no, Joris is a great speaker. And I'm really happy that he came on again, because I definitely think that this episode is also better than our first one. So yeah, no, great suggestion, Xiron. That episode will be coming out next week. So the week after this episode. So stay tuned. And then we will be on a weekly release schedule, hopefully, maybe with a short summer break. But we're going to try as a team to release episodes weekly until end of November, until the end of the season. Yeah.
Nice.
Okay, then thank you to all you guys for, you know, carrying on with this season and for joining me today. And thank you all for listening to this episode. Bye, guys.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Offspring Magazine, the podcast, is brought to you by the Max Planck PhDNet Science Communication Group, known as the Offspring Magazine. The intro-outro music is composed by Srinath Ramkumar, and the pre-intro jingle is composed by Gustavo Carrizo. If you have any feedback, comments, or suggestions, please feel free to write us at offspring.podcasts@phdnet.mpg.de. Until next week, stay safe, stay healthy. Bye!